Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think so. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Lots of things going on. It's just almost unbelievable what is really, truly going on. So anyway, a lot of things in the 24/7, 365 news cycle. Okay. Those people that are out there on the left, I call them those people, and they are those people, of course. Absolutely, those people. What can you say about those people? They are the ones that are, of course, they're part of the swamp. And let's talk for a second about swamp creatures and what that really means these days.
Anything but the America First policy that President Trump's talked about. Some of the world's worst regimes pay out millions to lobbyists to do their bidding. Saudi Arabia, which promotes the radical Islamic ideology behind ISIS, has armies of these mercenaries in Washington, and we're going to expose them on tonight's Swamp Watch. With 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers and a vicious state religion, Saudi Arabia is more responsible than any other country for the terrorist threat we face today. Here's how former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton put it. On August the 14th, 2014, she emailed John Podesta, yes, him again, that we need to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIS and other radical Sunni groups in the region. Isn't it good to know that she wanted to get tough on the Saudis? Until, that is, she needed their money. Between 1999 and 2014, Saudi Arabia forked over up to $25 million to the Clinton Foundation, with more millions from an affiliated group called Friends of Saudi Arabia. Did they give so generously because they believe in, I don't know, fighting income inequality and empowering women, all while their own government is a feudal monarchy that even bans women from driving? Give me a break. Those donations were given to buy access to and curry favor with Hillary Clinton, who they thought was going to be the next president. And they didn't stop there. John Podesta's own lobbying firm, the Podesta Group, also takes money to lobby for the Saudis. In fact, it's just one of 29 lobbyists and lobbying firms we found that are currently registered to represent Saudi Arabia. And the issues they're pushing are the opposite of what Americans want. Their top priority was to block a law allowing the families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia for international terrorism. Eventually, the bill passed, but only after Congress overrode President Obama's veto, the only veto override of the 8-year Obama administration. The Saudis use their vast oil money not just to lobby our government, but to promote Islamist ideology around the world. The basis of today's Islamist terrorism, for ISIS and other groups, is Saudi Arabia's state religion, an extreme and backward version of Islam known as Wahhabism. The Saudis have spent billions around the world building and operating mosques and religious schools known as madrasas that preach Wahhabism. According to a diplomatic cable sent by the American consulate in Lahore, Pakistan, $100 million annually was making its way to clerics in the region from missionary and Islamic charitable organizations in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, ostensibly with the direct support of those governments. That's $100 million a year just for one region in Pakistan. But the spending on this hateful ideology doesn't stop there. And like the Soviets used propaganda during the Cold War, the Saudis use even more in the war on terror. While the Soviets spent $7 billion on communist propaganda throughout the entire 20th century, Saudi Arabia has spent an estimated $100 billion to promote Wahhabism around the world. On top of propaganda, they're also spending their oil money on a brutal bombing campaign on their southern neighbor, Yemen, leading to over 4,000 civilian deaths and millions of people displaced. Now, because of their lobbying, and lobbying from our own swampy military-industrial complex, we've armed the Saudis to the teeth through lucrative deals for weapons, fighter jets, radar systems, and more. Why are we getting involved in this foreign war that's causing chaos? Some of our elected officials want to push back. Last month, Congressman Ro Khanna, a previous guest on our show, introduced amendments to do just that. He wanted to stop funding the refueling of Saudi aircraft, investigate potential war crimes, and put conditions in place before selling the Saudis air-to-ground missiles. But these amendments were ruled out of order. Why? Here's what Congressman Khanna told me in an email. Saudi Arabia has hired the former chair of the House Armed Services Committee as their top lobbyist. This helps explain why Saudi Arabia still has so much influence on our foreign policy. Clearly, it's not in the US interest to intervene in Yemen. Yet we can't even get a full House view on the issue, and the amendments are ruled out of order. That's right, the Saudis have hired former Congressman Buck McKeon, who once headed the House Armed Services Committee, to help ensure their bombers are refueled, that there won't be an investigation, and that the deadly munitions keep flowing. This is exactly what Donald Trump was elected to stop.
A lifetime ban on government officials lobbying for a foreign government.
But it's still going on. Republican lobbyist Richard Holt has made over $430,000 from the Saudi Foreign Ministry since this January to provide advice on legislative and public affairs strategies. He says he also contacted congressional offices on behalf of the Saudis to discuss an arms deal. What's he doing now? He just joined the President's Commission on White House Fellowships. In fact, there is a slew of former Trump advisors who the Saudis are courting. The day after the president's trip to Saudi Arabia was announced, their interior ministry hired the Sonoran Policy Group and paid them $5.4 million. Sonoran has little prior experience representing foreign governments, but they do have close ties to the administration, including the political director of a pro-Trump political action committee, Stuart Jolly, the chief of staff for the Trump campaign in Michigan, Jacob Daniels, and Robert Strick, who represented former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. With Saudi Arabia spreading the exact same Islamist ideology we're fighting, are those ties that we want to have? Are these really the people we want to jump into bed with? America first means draining the swamp of foreign lobbyists. And let's...
That's a fact. I'm not going to defend that. That's a fact. we've got to stop the Saudis in what they do with Wahhabism. That's a complicated issue. I get it. It's not too complicated when they come over here and destroy us and kill us with their ideologies. And I bring this up as a jumping off point for a lot of the things that are happening in this country right now. Wahhabists are the worst. The ideology is a Nazi ideology mixed in with radical Islamic ideology. That's what it is. It was Al-Banna and Adolf Hitler who brought the Wahhabists to the forefront. Agreements were made in the 20s and 30s that the Wahhabist teachings would occur in Saudi Arabia because they didn't want the violence associated with it in Saudi Arabia. And by agreement, that stuck. It has stuck ever since. Radical Islamic terrorism springs forward from Wahhabists and that mindset. The Saudis must stop teaching it. They must stop being the source of the evil. And should we stop dealing with them? Yes, I think we should. Although it's billions of dollars, isn't it? It's billions of dollars for it. So what are we going to do? Well, I can tell you one thing. We need to stop the Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabist schools around the world. They are the ones that are spreading this terror and hate. And by extension, through the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, and CARE here in the United States. Black Lives Matter, anybody? Who showed up in Charlottesville, huh? Who showed up? Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all affiliated in some way, shape, or form with the Muslim Brotherhood. And George Soros, I might add. Yeah, and that's not excusing any of the so-called white nationalists out there. Absolutely not. Who knows where they're getting their funds, right? We'll find out. And when we do, we'll explain what's really, truly going on. Anyway, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come up past the break, we're going to get into more of this whole situation that's breaking out. Well, is it breaking out all over the nation? We're going to find out. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, the Cuban Missile Crisis, is it the same as what we have right now in Korea? Is that crisis the same? It seemingly is. We're being a little bit more cavalier than, as I recall, with the Cuban Missile Crisis, except for maybe people on Guam. People on Guam have taken this seriously. They've got their iodine, they've got everything in preparation for a nuclear attack, because really they are in the crosshairs, theoretically.
North Korea continues to ratchet up threats toward the U.S., and now the North Korean state-run newspaper saying their military is, quote, on standby to launch an attack on the U.S. Joining me now, Congressman Daryl Issa. He sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you very much for talking to us about, you know, some scary rhetoric coming from both sides, from Kim Jong-un and the U.S., but that rhetoric not letting up in response to President Trump's latest warning. And you recently said that North Korea is the greatest threat since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Those are strong words. I mean, do you really see a comparison here to the 1962 nuclear showdown between the U.S. and Soviet Union over ballistic missiles in Cuba?
I do. And the similarity, I think, really needs to be understood. China backs North Korea. North Korea has developed and apparently has up to 30 warheads they could put into their ICBMs. That is, and that can hit the United States, perhaps Guam, perhaps the mainland. That puts us very similar to the threat of Cuba and the missiles there. In that time, in that day, obviously John F. Kennedy stood down and he didn't let Fidel Castro know. He let the Soviet Union know that it wouldn't be tolerated. We're now in a similar situation in that we have a rogue state, but it's a rogue state that only owes its existence to China's protection. Going back more than 60 years, if not for China, there would be no North Korea then or now.
That's a good point. So then, you know, you have enforced, you know, the idea behind sanctions. And so the question now is, where does China fall into all of this? Is China doing enough? Because as you know, there was a phone call between President Trump and the president of China, Xi Jinping, yesterday, and he's asking the president of the United States to actually cool down his rhetoric because he doesn't want this to risk further hostility. But in fact, this is the first time a president has used strong rhetoric against Kim Jong-un and the North Korea rogue regime that has been basically taking advantage of the United States for decades. Is that not the rhetoric that needs to take place here in order to send a strong message to Pyongyang?
Well, in the early 1960s, John F. Kennedy didn't flinch when he let the Russians, the Soviets then, know that there would be missiles removed or there would be an attack. In this case, we're in a similar situation. The president has made it clear to China that they must do what they must do to stop this regime from having nuclear weapons that they already have.
Right.
So it's very similar to Cuba in that sense. I do believe that the president's accomplished with his tough talk and with the efforts that the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State have both done. They've created an environment in which China knows it's their responsibility. And I think when China issued the statement that they would not defend North Korea if North Korea attacked first, that they would still defend only if the United States attacked first, that puts us in a situation in which the diplomatic, which includes sanctions, perhaps even blockades to enforce those sanctions, that puts us in a position where we have an understanding with
right.
China that we haven't had in the past, and that is China will not back North Korea's bad activity.
You know, Pyongyang has not only threatened to fire a missile near Guam within a couple of weeks. I mean, that could not be more imminent of a threat. But then the regime's state-run newspaper, as I mentioned earlier, saying that the country's military is, quote, on standby and ready to fire on the U.S. mainland. But despite all of that, last week, as you know, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that there is no imminent threat from North Korea. Can we believe that?
Well, I think that both are true, that we know that today we have tools to mitigate an attack. And when I say mitigate, we cannot eliminate the loss of tens or hundreds of thousands of lives of the South Koreans if North Korea goes on a full offensive and fires what they have. But we can reduce it. We can reduce it with the anti-missile missiles that we put, the THAAD system in South Korea. We can and do help protect Japan. And we do have some ability to stop intercontinental ballistic missiles. One of the biggest challenges this administration faces is after so many decades of kicking the can down the road, if an intercontinental ballistic missile launches, there's no way for us to know whether it does or does not have a nuclear tip on it, which means we have to act as though it does. And as you know, in the past, Japan has had rockets or missiles fired
right.
over them. That tells you something, which is we can't allow that to happen again. And that's...
We can't allow that to happen anymore. The threat is too real. And, you know, the thing is that we've discussed here on Agenda 21 Radio that the Koreans have nuclear weapons. They've had nuclear weapons for quite some time. The estimate that we've heard is at least 60 that they have. Now, it's interesting how they got some of those missiles... some of those weapons. Some were purchased outright, as I understand, from South Africa. So they purchased them, bought some. Well, you know, you can do that. Especially if you're getting billions of dollars from Iran, who, by the way, just was been loaded up with a couple billion dollars, or, you know, $100 billion or so, a couple, $200 to $300 billion. I don't know what the number is. Keeps changing. I keep hearing different numbers about how this whole thing shakes out with the Iranian deal that Obama put in place, which I think is very interesting. That whole deal has got to stop, whatever's left of it. Because, you know, they, not only does Iran have nuclear weapons, they're seeking the delivery system, which is really what they're paying the Koreans to do. We've been through this. And they're getting more accurate in the missiles that they're launching. Now, you have a situation here. We have this rogue administration, and the rogue administration, in my opinion, in Kim Il-sung, and I believe is capable and would launch a EMP on us. Absolutely. And they'll do it if we allow them and give them 1 inch. And that's why Trump is not blinking here, and he's not. He shouldn't blink. And I can remember vividly the Cuban Missile Crisis in my life. Oh, yeah. And right now, the people of Guam who have been targeted, they say, they get it, too. And it's real to them. It's more real to us than what we think here on the West Coast in particular, or even in New York. It was just another day. And what can we do about it anyway? It'll just all blow up and vaporize, right? I don't know about that attitude. Don't like it. But I do know one thing. I did happen to talk to a person of military caliber on Friday. was in San Francisco, on Friday. Spent the day in San Francisco on Friday. It's a very interesting day in San Francisco on Friday. The traffic there is just deplorable. And speaking of deplorable, it's horrible in San Francisco. And I did happen to go downtown and allowing people to urinate and defecate on the streets is... I mean, the people of San Francisco are better than that, aren't they? I mean, it's just amazing. I'm getting a little off track here, but talking to my military person, he assured me that we would be protected. And if, in fact, there were going to be missiles fired at Guam or anyplace else, it would be instantaneous for North Korea. What would happen? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, guess what? If you thought this weekend was fun in Charlottesville, guess what's going to happen in Richmond? Listen, this is an interesting tack that I'm about to explore with you, because we've been discussing this whole thing that happened in Charlottesville, and Literally, there is a war going on, guys. We are at war. We've been trying to tell you this for years, but now it's really getting to be, you know, more polarized, and you can see who the players are. And you can see who's influencing the players, which is, you know, we're really grateful that we're able to do this, the George Soros thing, the network that he's developed, which, by the way, is extensive. And I'm so grateful to the number of people that we have, the team of people that have been with us for so long at Agenda 21 Radio, 8 years. 8 years for some of them, longer than that for others, and the citizen journalists that have been contributing. I really want to thank you guys. It's just, and we've been spot on, absolutely spot on. But it's interesting how the tentacles of a George Soros works. And you don't want, I mean, unsuspecting people get involved, and you just, you know, you don't realize that, hey, you're involved with a George Soros group, and it pretty soon it's like taking over everything that you want to think is the right thing to do. And it's being your organization or whatever is being steered in completely a different direction from what you thought it was going to be. That's it, or it's destroyed. Tea parties, a classic example. Soros committed that he was going to go after the tea parties years ago. 2011, in fact, it was Primo Mendrone, the previous owner of Red State Talk Radio, who, you know, I started, I was one of the founding programs on Red State Talk Radio years ago when he did a fantastic job of pulling together Red State Talk Radio. And now Scott Adams and myself and other people have just joined in. It is the largest digital live talk medium in the world, Red State Talk Radio. And this show is one of the dominant shows on that medium, and which is wonderful. It's a tribute to Primo, really. And this is, I guess, my point. But Primo came to me because he knew I was involved with tea parties and what I was doing and so on and the nature of my show and all that and finding facts. And he says, Paul, he says, you got to help me out because there's something going on here in Tennessee. And I said, really? In Cleveland, Tennessee, actually. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, our tea parties are being destroyed. We can see it and we don't understand it. And I said, oh, okay. And I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. And then I started asking around, and pretty soon we found nonprofits and we found people of various other faiths religiously. And pretty soon we found a network, and the network was leading to George Soros. And then I got together with a guy by the name of Roger Morgan, who wrote the book about George Soros, the first one to identify him as a drug lord and trying to destroy the United States through marijuana. That's George Soros. All these initiatives, by the way, for marijuana, the legalization, the so-called medical marijuana stuff, all started here in California. It was George Soros-funded nonprofits that were assisting in that. And Shazam has now popped up all over the country. This is George Soros operations through NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and nonprofits that, by extension, get in their tentacles by way of money. And it's kind of interesting. Cash money in bags. We know all about all that stuff. $100,000 here, or $50,000, or $10,000, whatever a person needs. It's kind of interesting when we started looking into this, but it all started back then. And then, you know, then we saw the network, and then we saw the connections, and the dots became very easily connected. And especially with outcomes for some of these organizations that they infiltrate into. What is the outcome? What direction is it? Why is it going a certain direction? And you start asking that, and that's really one of the clues when you start getting the personalities and the people, and then you start following the money and the nonprofit. You got to go check your nonprofits to see how it links back to various George Soros NGOs. And that's really kind of the key thing. But it's devastating. It's a very he's got a great network to disrupt and disturb. This is stuff that's used in counterintelligence to destroy countries and bring down governments. It's very sophisticated, and it works. But unless you can spot it and point it out to people, it's very difficult to undo. So what we have now is a situation where people are starting to step up against a lot of this stuff that's going on, this horse sense. I almost said something really wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize in advance for my almost wrong thing to say. But people are starting to push back now because they're realizing and they're getting the picture of how Soros works and operates. And it's clearly Black Lives Matter. We already know that one. Antifa, all these groups are Soros operatives operation. So now you've got other groups that are pushing back. Now this gets into the so-called white nationalist movement that they're pinning people on. And the left is really trying to pin that on Donald Trump and pin it on white national, or if you're white, period. They're saying, and this is how it all works with the left, guys, just face it. The objectification of the white people and white skin is happening. And just as in the days of old, when we used to call, you know, black people the N-word and things like that, I didn't, but, you know, back in the day when that was happening, that objectification is happening to whites now. It has been going on here in California for a long time. Racism is racism, guys. I don't care what color skin you are, what you have, but when you start objectifying people, you've really kind of pushed yourself into that racist group. So white objectification is happening. It's been happening in the media for quite some time, certainly during the Obama administration. It's just the way the left rolls. Identity politics, it's called. You can call it that. Identity, your skin color is the first thing, right? And, of course, when somebody calls you a racist or you are inferred to be a racist or they're singling you out because your skin, it's very personal. And, of course, people are alarmed by that. But the bottom line, once you know what the tactics are of racist, then you can identify it and say, wait a minute, I'm not a racist. But you are. I mean, you just don't get into that argument because, you know, you just identify it and move along. And that's the best thing you can do. And don't pander to it. Jeez. And these politicians who pander to it. Of course, race hustling. We've gone through this conversation. The biggest race hustlers in the world. Al Sharpton, hello. Barack Obama, hello. Eric Holder, hello. All race hustlers. Jesse Jackson, a race hustler. They get money because they create a crisis and they come in and they get donations to their nonprofit. That's how they fund themselves. Or they hook up with the George Soros. Remember, they were going to have these riots, after Trayvon Martin. I talk about this. And I identified it then. What happens when you plan a riot and no one shows up? Well, that's what happened with Trayvon Martin. Remember, after the verdict with Zimmerman. And they found Zimmerman not guilty. It was Al Sharpton said, oh, we got to have protests, marching in the streets, 100 cities all throughout. He called for it. He said, and we're going to have 100 cities, people marching and all that. And, of course, it didn't happen. Saturday came and went, and they had 50 or so people in New York, and 100 cities didn't have it happen. So what happens when you have a race riot planned or a march and no one shows up? That's because the population doesn't want any part of it. So they had to go back and do a little bit of gut check. That's the identity politics business. And that's what they're in. So now you've got the white identity crisis going on. And everybody's a racist because you're white. And that's the label that the mass media, the mainstream media, is trying to put on all white people. Collective white guilt. So don't have any of it. And again, if you're a black person, don't have any of that guilt about somebody calling you this, that, or the other. It's on them, not you. Just remember that. So now we have this. Virginia receives request for a September rally at the Robert E. Lee Monument in Richmond, Virginia. It's a big monument. Uh-oh. Just in time for the fall. A little fall monument rally. That'll be interesting. They're headed for Richmond. Is Antifa going to be there and disrupt it? Well, this group is a Confederate veterans support group. Figure. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back. We're still following, bringing back up, because there's more news and information that we want to get out to you guys. What's going on there in Virginia? Because things are happening. The group now, you know, there's these Robert E. Lee monuments are all over the place. By the way, I am a monument preservationist. I think the idea of taking these downs is pandering to the left, the totalitarians who want... It's very Orwellian. By the way, that history is my history. In other words, it's your history as an American, like it or not. It's kind of like, you know, the whole thing about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. You have a right to freedom of speech, and you can say hate speech, or you can do this. And that's my point. The monuments that are there are emblematic of a time in which our nation struggled viciously to become a better nation, and we are. And we should pay tribute and homage to that. Now you say that's kind of sick and twisted. What do you mean sick and twisted? We have to keep this in mind, that these were things of our past, and to some, they symbolize hatred and bigotry and all that stuff. But the fact is, this is what our country went through. No other nation in the world has gone through what we have gone through to become a more perfect union. That's us as Americans, like it or not. Now, we have a lot more to do. But you see, this is what these totalitarian monsters want us not to remember. They don't want us to remember our history, a sublime history that we have in the United States of America. We should not forget our history, but it's being torn asunder. And, of course, our Constitution is a big part of that. So I believe in keeping these monuments intact, no matter how hateful or how much we disdain what they symbolize. I think it's important to do that. Now, and of course, Robert E. Lee, I mean, when you look at him, he was a major military figure and man in both the United States and the Confederacy and the United States again. I mean, and of course, being from Virginia, the land of Jefferson, is even more emblematic. So here's my point, is this tearing down plays right into the totalitarian mindset. George Orwell, 1984, anyone? When the Nazis occupied a land, the first thing they did is they tore out all the tombstones from the graves. Oftentimes would use them as pavers on the road. So you drive over the tombstones. Tear down monument. What's going on in the Middle East? What was ISIS doing with a vengeance? Tearing down Christian monuments and symbols all over the Middle East. It's like they were tasked with doing that. That's what the Nazis were doing. This is nothing new. So this, to me, when I hear about these people wanting to tear down these monuments, this is nothing more than Nazism to me. Getting rid of history, our history. Of course, there's the other insidious part of it. Don't teach it. Which brings me to, of course, what we have here in this country, especially California, where we don't teach history of California, which has an incredible history. California has one of the richest histories of all states and all places on the planet. And it shows a people coming together of all different countries to forming a great state, as is every other state has that story. That's why we are such a unique place, the United States of America. But they want to destroy us, CalExit, get it? Not only do they want to destroy monuments in Virginia, but they want to destroy borders in states like California and destroy the Union. Coast to coast, this is going on, guys. It's all one war. The battle lines are drawn. George Soros is a big part of the battle lines, guys. Hello, wake up. A Confederate heritage organization has asked the state for permission to gather September 16th at Richmond's Robert E. Lee Monument. The rally would come roughly a month after Saturday's white nationalist protest descended into violence in Charlottesville. The Department of General Services has received a request from Americans for Richmond Monument Preservation for a permit to hold an event at the Lee Monument on Monument Avenue, according to Dana Potter, an agency spokesman, who said the application is under review and has not been approved. Potter said the request was submitted by Bragdon Bowling, a former commander of the Virginia Division of Sons of the Confederate Veterans. Bowling could not be contacted. Governor Terry McAuliffe's office said it could not provide information on Sunday, and Mayor LeVar Stoney also declined to comment, referring questions to Capitol Police. Capitol Police, as a legislative agency, would not be involved. Really? Capitol Police. This is a Richmond paper. This makes more sense to them, I guess. Unless and until the request is approved by General Services as an executive branch agency. Okay, I get you. Okay, well, that should be a little clear. Richmond Police Chief Alfred Durham said more information about the status of the permit is expected this week, and according to an online post on August 7th, on a blog listed as bearing the Virginia Flaggers, a group called Save Southern Heritage has obtained a permit from Capitol Police to rally at the Lee Monument on September 16th. However, the information does not match what the state received. And the Richmond Times-Dispatch, well, that's going to be, who knows what this is going to be. Apparently, this is a statewide Confederacy group. Go figure, right? What about that working out for everybody? A state agency group. A state nonprofit group. And, you know, listen, in the South, they have these kind of things. You know, they have, if you're involved in the Confederacy as a veteran, your family still receive various applications for scholarships and things like that. I know because I have some relatives that did, in fact, get scholarships almost all the way through college from Confederacy funds. Wonder if those are going to have to go away, too. I mean, see, this is where it does not stop, right? Monuments, get the scholarship. I mean, we need to put a stop to this. It's our heritage they're tearing down. Right or wrong, they're tearing down our heritage. And that is wrong. We must put a stop to it. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming at you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And I want to thank you all for listening to today's show. And look up George Soros. Start to find out about George Soros. That's your homework assignment. A little bit of history coming at you. You know, I'm going to turn into a history teacher. I always loved history. In fact, when I was determining whether or not I was going to be a teacher, I saw a fork in the road, so I took it, as Yogi Berra would say. See the fork in the road? Take it. Okay. Well, I chose sciences over history, actually. That was the choice. There was a fork in the road for me, and I said, I'm going to take it. Well, I took biology. I took the biological sciences and science and so on. But history has always been a big part of my life, and I guess that's sort of a good thing. One of the big historical events that took place was the second Declaration of Independence for the state of California in 1846, and it was known as a proclamation by a William B. Ide, who became president of the Republic of California. People don't understand that. That's why we are called the California Republic. A little bit of history. It was called the Bear Flag Revolt or Rebellion. Oh. The second, it was called a proclamation. It wasn't a declaration. It was called a proclamation. But it effectively was a declaration of independence for the number, part deux. Part deux for California. Isn't that interesting? Mimicked the first one pretty much and mimicked the great Declaration of Independence of the United States of America. Just a little bit of history for you here. Good history. On a day in which history is being made again. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.